This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. Today, my guest, Bill Phillips, and I are going to talk about his new book, Signs from the Other Side, Opening to the Spirit Realm. Funny that before we jumped on, I said, hey, see you on the other side. And we both kind of laughed a bit because, of course, that's the title of the book and it's really beautiful. But something that I wanted to share with you is just a short paragraph from Bill's homepage on his website. And it just says, Bill Phillips, as a psychic medium, it is my life's mission to help people deal with the grief of losing loved ones by bringing through validations, evidential information, and beautiful messages from spirit, which heal and bring a sense of peace. I have chills from head to toe because as I'm reading his book, that's what came through, that he's really here to help people heal and let them have validation that people are present and that our loved ones are always there. So with that said, listeners, I'm welcoming Bill to Soulful Living.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining me. I really loved that when I read that, because as I was reading through the book, I really felt that, I felt your authenticity shine through and that you really wanted to help people with these messages and with that validation that our loved ones are always with us.
Yes, absolutely. And really my intention with this particular book was to empower anyone who has, you know, had that curiosity or maybe has had an experience of their own where they maybe were fearful about sharing it with people, you know, there is still some judgment about this, you know, in certain parts, you know, of the world and everything. So I really wanted to empower people to learn from the stories and the examples to let them know that, you know, that what they experienced was genuine and real, and that we all have the ability to connect with our loved ones in spirit with an open heart and open mind and by giving permission.
Yeah, I think that that's really important. You know, for whatever reason, people feel like they need permission from both sides. You know, they really feel they need that sense of somebody saying, yes, you can do this. And yes, it's available to everyone. How did your journey start?
Yeah, my journey started in my childhood. It was a very chaotic time for me. And what I've come to realize is that anyone that does this work, you know, as a healer or a medium, a channel, a psychic, there's usually some type of trauma that happens, something that kind of breaks the heart open, you know, in a way to having this awareness. And so for me, that happened as a child. And I had my two parents, God bless them, they had their own issues with drug addiction. And so I was kind of pulled back and forth at an early age. And when I was 6 years old, my mom actually kidnapped me and took me across the country for 3 years. And I was, you know, I was a product of that addiction world and kind of fending for myself and things along those lines. So it was very chaotic for me. But what I realized in that time was that there was this force field around me, this energy around me that kept me safe. I didn't quite know what to call it as a child, but I knew that there was something protecting me. And as time went on, that energy I became acquainted with as being spirit. And so what happened was when I was taken back from New York when I was 9 years old, and for almost 6 years, I was kept from my mother. And as you can imagine, being mom's only child, it was very chaotic, devastating for me to experience. So 6 years later, I was able to see my mother on her deathbed. She was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and she passed within a week of her diagnosis. So I was able to see her on her deathbed, you know, say goodbye to her physically, and then two nights later have her appear to me out of a deep sleep. So for me, as a 14-year-old, there's a lot going on there. And from that point forward, there was so many other experiences that I had that led me to wanting to understand more about the other side and about my experiences. And that's what happened. And when I was 18, I came across a metaphysical shop where I was basically put to the test, and my gift was, you know, was validated. And from that point on, I developed and I practiced and I honed it, and I have been serving spirit ever since. So I'm so grateful that my journey happened a little bit younger for myself.
Yeah, I think you are truly blessed in that regard. You know, for myself, I went through life and really experienced many, many examples of, I would say, intuition and psychic abilities and energy work. And it really wasn't until I was a little bit older that I actually said, okay, I'm going to step into this and I'm really going to learn it. And similar experience to yours, I was older, but when my dad died, he had an asthma attack and his lungs collapsed, and I was on the way to the hospital to see him, and he literally came to me in spirit and said, "Don't bother, stay with your children." So, you know, when we're open to that, 100% we can receive them, and there's so much wisdom and insight that we can glean from that. And I love that you know, that in the book you focus on that. I have a question that I'd love for you to define for the listeners. So you say that you call yourself a professional psychic medium. What is the difference, and is there a difference?
You know, that's a great question. There is a difference, only in the sense that a medium is somebody who's using their psychic senses to channel the information from spirit. And a psychic is somebody who's able to tune into, you know, the person's energy, tap into things from the past to help them heal the present and heal the future, or the potential for the future, because we all have free will. We're all able to make our choices and co-create with the universe. But a medium is really just that conduit, that channel, who's able to use those intuitive psychic senses to bring through that information from the other side.
And what about intuition? Is there, you know, is it all part of the package?
Absolutely. I truly know, as a soul, knowing that we were designed this way. We were designed to have that intuition to guide us through life and to, you know, help us, you know, stave off from disaster, you know. And a lot of times when we listen to it, that's exactly what happens. We have clarity. We enter the right relationships, you know, things go well for us. But whenever we doubt it, or we knew we shouldn't have, you know, maybe taken that first date through a whole year relationship or whatever it may be, when we truly know the difference between trusting it and not trusting it, that's when this awareness occurs. And that's when we know that we truly are being guided. There truly is a higher self part of us that's a part of that process. So it really does go with the territory of being in a human shell in this lifetime, is understanding that we chose to be here in this lifetime, and we chose to have these lessons occur. And they're not always the most happiest lessons on earth, but once we're back in spirit form, we're able to really understand why we chose the lessons, you know, why we chose to forgive, why we chose to love. And so it's a very cathartic experience, but it also validates that this life is, you know, this goes by in the blink of an eye. And to really, 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 really co-create and create our version of heaven here, because that's what the other side is all about. They're wanting us to really live in our power, you know, live in the present, and truly create that version of heaven that they so wish that they had done more of when they were in the physical body.
Right. Well, and what do you say to someone when they make a comment like, "Well, why would I even choose this? You know, what do you mean I chose this?" How do you handle that with someone when you're either teaching or within a scheduled reading,
session? That's a great That's a great question as well. I really try my best to be very gentle with that information, because I know that, you know, we're also in human form as well as spirit form.
Yeah.
So I really try to encourage them to flip their thinking, you know, their perspective about it, from not only a human perspective, but also a spiritual perspective. Because mm-hmm. when we think of things just in human terms, you know, it really does limit us. And we're really thinking from the ego part of ourselves, that self-limiting, fear-based thinking that really wants to build and wants to, it's like seizing the fire, so to speak, you know what I mean? So it really does take on a life of its own if it's given that opportunity to. So I really am here to show people how to really detach from that way of thinking in the right way, so that they're able to have a more elevated, consciously aware viewpoint of why we're here. And so when we really take that faith and let it be our guiding light, that ego voice doesn't really have a leg to stand on. And mm-hmm. when that happens, we're softened, you know, the heart mm-hmm. is open, and we're truly able to recognize those patterns, not so much as a curse or as, you know, as this awful experience, but really that everything has a lesson behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always loved that philosophy, you know, that school of thought, that there's a lesson behind it, and kind of like, this isn't happening to me, it's happening for me. And how can I, you know, move through this softly, as you say? I love that word, you know, with mm-hmm. softness, with grace, with ease, with a little less discomfort, because things are uncomfortable. That's life. It's uncomfortable sometimes. So
absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're really here to feel that full array of emotions. You know, we're not just here to have the blissful joy moments. We're here mm-hmm. We're here to experience that contrast, you know? So a lot of people ask me, like, how did you get through what you went through? And I always say that I was grateful for that experience, because mm-hmm. it's no longer a part of my present experience, but it definitely allows me that contrast to know that, yes, I am a survivor. I did make it through this. And now I'm able to channel that experience for other people, to show them that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And for me, that is one of the biggest rewards that I get out of sharing my gift every day with people all over the world.
Well, and not just your gift, Bill, but your story, because I feel like your story gives people hope, you know, that not only can they connect with spirit, but they can get through those adverse moments and come out on the other side thriving, you know, whatever path they decided to take in life. You really give people hope, and that is beautiful.
And that's part of the gift.
Yeah, I mean, that is really, really beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are some of the ways that spirit tries to connect with us? And also, before you answer that, like, how would you define spirit? Is it?
Spirit is, you know, we are all connected. We are all one. So spirit really is just the soul part of ourselves existing beyond the physical. That's spirit. It's the part of ourselves that survives physical death. And so when we think of spirit in all facets, you know, we have spirit guides, we have angels, we have ascended masters, we have those people, you know, like your father, like my mother, you know, that chose to be that guide for us in the afterlife, in their mm-hmm. spirit version. So it's an all-encompassing definition, but really it goes down to we are all one. That is the essence of spirit. Mm-hmm. And what I found over the years through channeling and through having these connections was that more so than anything that wanted to be validated by someone who crossed over was the need for them to know that they were guiding that person in some way, shape, or form, and the physical evidence that was left behind to validate that. So there are so many different ways that spirit likes to do this for us. And there are so many different ways. But what I found is that it's usually something that correlates with the person's need or the person's identity. So it's something that's definitely going to make you think twice, like, wait a second, why am I seeing, you know, my dad's birthday on the clock every day at the same time? You know, that's a huge way. Numbers, spirit loves to come through and get our attention with numbers. So whether it be, you know, you're on the road and a car cuts you off and it has your grandma's birthday on it or her name on it, for example, it could be, you know, that there are certain codes. Like I know for me, one of my mom's signs to me is 143. That was our code for I love you back in the 90s and when we used pagers. And I see that number all of the time.
I remember that. That's funny because when I see that, I think that same thing. I'm like, oh, somebody loves me. That's exactly. Pretty funny. That's really cute. Yes, yeah, I totally remember that.
Yeah. And another way that she comes through to me as well is through white butterflies. And it's something that, you know, that it took me a little bit of time to understand, why am I seeing this? Why am I seeing a white butterfly every morning when I wake up or at some point throughout my day? Why am I seeing it? Or why am I seeing it, especially when I'm consciously aware of my mother's presence, you know? And so it really for me was a way of sort of building a language, you know, and mm-hmm. that was my symbol to know for sure. But there are so many ways of knowing this. And I've been given this example lately because I thought it was so fascinating. I met a woman a few weeks ago doing another interview, and she was sharing with me that her father, that one of his signs to her was paperclips, that he had worked in, you know, in the industry where he always had to buy boxes and boxes of paperclips. And upon his passing, she asked him for the sign of paperclips, and he sent her two in a row. And, you know, whenever she thinks of him, they appear randomly. And so that's her soul's knowing that that's his sign of being around her. Mm. So it really correlates with in any way, shape or form that you're going to go, aha, I get it. Another mm-hmm. way that they like to come through is through electricity. They're able to manipulate that current to get our attention. So lights flickering, you know, lights flashing, stereos turning on and off. Music is also that same current. They're able to manipulate that as well. So they're really doing anything within their power to be able to help the living become present and go, oh, okay, I get this now. This makes sense to me.
Yeah, I remember you in one of the stories in the book. I think it was about a Jeff and a Heather. And listeners, again, I'm chatting with Bill Phillips, and mm-hmm. we're talking about the book Signs from the Other Side, Opening to the Spirit World. But I think it was about Jeff and Heather, and he was saying that at first the light bulbs were going off and he really wasn't paying mm-hmm. attention that she was trying to connect with him. And then he bought this house, and when he walked in, the color of the paint was Heather. I thought that was fabulous.
Yeah, I actually was going to share that story with you. Yeah, so I have the chills even hearing you say that. That's a true example that her soul understood this more so than maybe she thought when she was here, because she wasn't, you know, she wasn't like a devout person of faith or religion. But from the spirit side, she was doing everything within her power to let him know that she was in approval, but helping him, you know, on this journey. And so the fact that he goes into this house that's being, you know, built, and the color that was on the wall said Heather. That's just such confirmation. And you see how it correlates to the specific person's need in that moment. He needed that reassurance, and she was able to give it to him in that very subtle way, where some people may have actually just overlooked it completely and not, you know, we're not able to even see the significance of that. So it does require a level of awareness, and that awareness comes from being present.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And you actually do a really nice meditation in the book, and you have another one that you recommend, but you have mm-hmm. a beautiful meditation about God's connection and compassion. And I think that that really helps people to become more present because they're aware of that throughout the day.
Oh, absolutely. When we allow that God's light, that Christ light to flow through us, you know, it really does build with intensity. So our attention becomes more towards the light, so to speak. And when that happens, we see things differently. It's all about that shift of perception. And that's truly when our soul is ignited and we're like, oh, okay, I know why I'm here now. I know what my purpose is. I'm going to be more loving. I'm going to give that ripple effect to the universe. You know, it really does provide an element of wanting to give back. And that's also what I find so amazing about this as well, is it really connects us on that love and on that heart level.
Yeah. And, you know, talking about presence, one of the other things that you comment on in the book is, like, I know a lot of people that have said, I need to see it to believe it. And you basically say, I need to believe it to see it. So it's like, show me more, show me more.
Absolutely, because it really goes down to our belief system. And just with anything in life, whatever we give our beliefs to is what's going to be our reality. It doesn't matter what it is. That's because we were given free will coming into this form. So really giving yourself permission to believe it, to see it, that's when everything starts to show up. And it really is as simple as setting that intention, giving that affirmation, just giving yourself permission. It's very simple. It's subtle. It almost feels like a nothingness. But with that, we're casting the net to all these possibilities about how that will show up for us individually.
Right. So like even saying to yourself, I believe that this is possible, that you may have a greater sense of awareness. Do you think that anybody has the ability to tap into this information to become more aware of the signs of spirit connecting with them?
Yes, I do. I believe that we all have the ability to connect with the other side in a way to enhance our lives with that awareness, just to kind of take away that fear of the unknown or the fear of death, or even the fear of the future as well, because they all kind of go hand in hand. But when it comes to, you know, when it comes to sharing it with others or helping others, I believe it's like with anything in life, there are certain people that are more just in tune with the frequency. So whether, you know, I like to give the example of music as well, because my background happens to be in classical music, you know, where anyone can sort of hold a tone for the most part, but not everyone's going to be able to sing like Pavarotti or sing beautifully. It's the same thing. We all have the ability to tune into it, but not everyone has the responsibility to share it with other people. So there is a fine line with that, I've come to realize. But I believe that the gift in it is that we were all given the gift to have that comfort with it.
Yeah, that I love that word, that comfort and that confirmation. Yeah. So, Bill, we're down to the wire here. We only have a few minutes left, and it goes by so fast. I really want to remind listeners to visit Bill's website. All of his information will be here on the page. He teaches workshops all around the country, and you'll be able to see where there's one coming to you or one that you might want to travel to, especially if you are inspired to learn how to work this magic yourself, how to really connect with your loved ones on the other side, or how to see those signs from the other side. Yeah. And if you're interested in scheduling a reading with him, you can do that right on his website too. So as we kind of close, I love for my guests to leave the listeners with something that they can take out into the day to elevate their soul. Maybe something they can take out, you know, to be more aware of those signs. What would that be for you?
For me, that would honestly be letting the light in. So just something as simple as stating, I am open to God's love and light, or going outside and seeing the sun shine down upon you and just saying, I allow the light to fill me up. just setting the conscious intention to be one with that light will allow you to see your day more vividly, more with more connectedness with everyone around you. By letting that light connect with your light, it truly is transforming, and it does allow you to experience life in a lighter, higher way, with a higher level of vibration, a higher level of awareness. And when that happens, a lot of miracles do start unfolding around you. You start to see more fluidity and a life of flow happen when you connect with the light.
That is absolutely beautiful. And it's so simple. Like, it's something that you can just kind of close your eyes inside or out and make happen in just a minute. That's really beautiful. So thank you so much for being here with me today, Bill. And I look forward to doing this again, because I think we have more we can talk about. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. It was an honor. Thank you.